But let's move to the east of Africa and the carnage that's unfolding in the Sudan. Doctors believe paramilitaries carried out more than 70 rapes during an attack on the protest camp in Khartoum, the capital, a week ago. More than 100 people have been killed and as many as 700 injured in the attacks by security forces. JJ Cornish, this is horrifying.
Absolutely. We do have some semblance of hope. We have a belief that the talks between the military and the civilians are going to continue. Of course, that brings with it the belief that the military are going to make some concessions. They themselves are hanging on for dear life. But everybody's involved in this, Niklas. We have the Africans through Abiy Ahmed, the Ethiopian Prime Minister. We have the Saudi Arabians who are supporting the military. We have the Americans in the shape of Tibor Nage, who is the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, the Chief Envoy for Africa, and Hollywood in the shape of George Clooney, who's there with John Prendergast, well, not there, but speaking about it significantly. So everybody is involved in this. The fact that South Africa isn't is probably an indictment of the South African mediation sun setting, I'm afraid. But nevertheless, we were told by Mahmoud Dirir, the envoy left behind by Abiy Ahmed, that the talks would start soon. What does soon mean? You know, he said this 2 days ago. There's no sign yet, but we do hope that negotiations resume, and that is certainly the job of Tibor Nage, to get the negotiations back in track, and obviously to get those soldiers, particularly the paramilitary Janjaweed, who are responsible for the rapes that you spoke about, to get them off the streets, back in the barracks. George Clooney is saying that his group, the Sentinel, that he has with John Prendergast, the former National Security Advisor Africa on African Affairs, they deal with stopping the funding to people who have a vested interest in violence. And he's saying the U.S. Treasury should send out an anti-money laundering directive to all the banks so that the ill-gotten gains in Sudan can't be moved out and new money can't be moved in there to isolate Sudan financially so that nobody can pay for the increased or continuation of violence there.
JJ Cornish, our EWN Africa correspondent, talking about the unfolding disaster in Sudan. Mediation efforts in Khartoum do seem promising, but where is the Department of International Relations and Cooperation? South Africa has a vested interest in bringing this carnage to an end, but it would seem, at least from observers, to my mind as well, the more things change, the more they stay the same.